Experts were struck by the margins of the Obama victories on Tuesday, especially in Virginia and Maryland, where he won 64% and 62% of the vote, respectively. Obama benefited from strong support from African Americans and a burning desire for change among many voters, like this man in the nation's capital.
I want to see change in the world, and I'm thinking that this primary here can bring about some change, specifically with Iraq and health care.
Obama has now won 8 contests in a row against Clinton and hopes to build unstoppable momentum with victories in next Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin and in a Democratic caucus in Hawaii.
It's about whether we're looking backwards or whether we're marching forward. And when I'm the Democratic nominee for president, that will be the choice we have in November.
Political analysts say Clinton must stop his momentum on March 4th, when Texas and Ohio hold primaries. Clinton has done better in the large states than Obama, benefiting from better organization and greater name recognition. As she campaigns in Texas, Clinton will continue to emphasize her experience to counter Obama's call for change.
I am a problem solver. I believe that we need a president, starting on day one, who's going to roll up his or her sleeves and get to work.
Obama may be gaining an edge because more voters seem to be responding to his message of change. Anthony Salvanto directs polling for CBS News and noted the results in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
By a large margin, Democratic voters said they were looking for a candidate who could bring change over a candidate with experience. Barack Obama handily won those voters looking for change.
Obama's challenge now is to win over more women, Hispanic, and working class voters in large states with upcoming races like Ohio, Texas, and Pennsylvania. Democratic Party rules governing the allocation of delegates will make it difficult for either candidate to run away with the nomination anytime soon. Democrats use a method of proportional allocation that allows the loser in a given primary or caucus to still win a share of the delegates. Republicans generally apply a winner-take-all approach to their contests. Longtime political observer Tom DeFrank of the New York Daily News predicts the hard-fought Obama-Clinton battle will go on for some time.
So the bottom line is the Democratic race is going to continue in a real slugfest, as Don said, these two titans, well-funded, with fierce support, slugging away at each other for weeks to come.
The latest delegate estimates give Obama a modest lead. Both candidates have won roughly 1,200 delegates. The first candidate to win 2,025 delegates wins the Democratic nomination. In the Republican race, Senator John McCain moved closer to his party's nomination with a sweep of the primaries in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. McCain's remaining major challenger, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, continues to draw support from conservatives disenchanted with McCain. But experts say it's virtually impossible for Huckabee to win enough remaining delegates to overtake McCain. The latest estimates give McCain about 800 delegates, and it takes 1,191 to secure the Republican nomination. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.